Hello, my name is Xandria and I'm here with Jessica from iHeartRadio Canada, and today is a very important anniversary for directioners everywhere. Today marks the 10-year anniversary of the initial UK release of their first album, Up All Night.
So we thought it would be fun to talk about all the music videos, the songs, and everything to do with the album.
So from a diehard fan's perspective, once Up All Night was released in the UK, everyone was listening to their music. But it's really interesting because it didn't really release in North America till March 13th, 2012. So Jess, what was your first reaction when you heard the album? Did you know about One Direction before? Tell me.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously I knew about One Direction from the Tumblr days, right? It was all the craze. And I was following all the blogs. I feel like most people were listening to the songs a bit before they were out, sort of anyways. But when that was out, I was definitely aware I was listening to the album, and it was a fabulous time to be alive.
It totally was. I also knew about One Direction before Up All Night was released in the UK. I have family in England, so they were watching X Factor and wouldn't stop talking about them. And I specifically remember listening to it over Christmas break and just being like, who are these people? Like, they're so cool. And their music video had come out as well. And I just remember watching it on repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat for like weeks on end.
Yeah, I feel like we went with such a long period, you know, not filling that boy band gaping hole that we all just needed. And it did it. It did it for everyone. They were so fun. They had such great chemistry. And I mean, just like you're saying, the music videos exuded fun. It made you want to be there, made you want to be involved. And oh, I miss it.
So let's dive into their first single, which is obviously What Makes You Beautiful. Do you have a favorite moment from the music video? Do you have a favorite memory attached to the song?
I think it's just nice to see them frolicking on the beach. I mean, that's such a nice little experience to watch, and them just having fun, kicking the soccer ball around and doing what they do best.
No, totally. I can't agree more. And I also think, like, for this to be their first single, I know personally when I hear it on the radio, I don't sing along as like hardcore as I did before, but I definitely don't turn it off. Like, I do turn it up and I'm like, okay, this is like, it brings back so many memories for me. When you go to a One Direction concert, or when, I guess we used to go to One Direction concerts, was this a song you got excited to hear? Was it like the nostalgic song of the night?
I think that puts it the best way, because it did sort of become that nostalgic song that they would always do. And you were expecting it, right? It was a great sort of like reminder of where they started from, and you're kind of celebrating that with them and like how far they had made it at that point.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's really cool that Harry Styles still sings a song in concert today. Like, it sounds completely different, but I think it's cool that he's like, yeah, I'll keep singing What Makes You Beautiful in concert.
Well, and getting to see his like personal spin on that is such a fun experience for him and the fans to share that with everyone.
Yeah, totally.
And then we had another single off of the album, Gotta Be You. What were your thoughts on Gotta Be You and the video and sort of where that went for them?
Definitely, maybe unpopular opinion, I didn't really like it as a single. I know that it was the second single in the UK, but in North America it was one thing, right? So
yeah,
I still forget that it's a single because I don't think it was one of their strongest songs off of that album at all. But again, at the time when we didn't really fully know who One Direction was and was like learning about their music, I was like, oh my God, this video is perfect. This is like sent from heaven. They're perfectly like dressed. I loved it.
I will say they did have great, like a great tone to the video. They just looked very fall-esque. Like, it was adorable to watch. But yeah, I totally feel you on everything you said there. I mean, it's interesting from our perspective to not remember it as like the official second single here, because One Thing does feel so much more like that perfect second single from that album. So it must be interesting in the UK, because a lot of people always talk about that as like, why wasn't One Thing the second single? But that's all we really know.
Yeah, it's just strange because again, when you think of what you heard on the radio, especially at that time, it was definitely What Makes You Beautiful, and One Thing was on the radio too, but Never Gotta Be You. Like, I don't ever remember hearing that on the radio. And it would also be a little weird, I think.
Yeah, just that sort of ballad. Just
yeah. Well, since we're already talking about one thing, let's talk about the single. Again, I think we both feel like it should have just flat out been the second single across the board for this album. But what were your thoughts on the video? What were your thoughts on, because I believe this video came out early in 2012, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so. And I mean, I feel like I speak for many. It seemed like a total fan favorite. It just had such fun personality. They, with the bus, like them in their little dance, everyone knows that, right? It encapsulated everything that they were going for in that era. And I mean, it was kind of the start of that sort of outfit look, right? That we started to see very commonly with them.
This is definitely, again, all over Tumblr. I just remember consistently reposting screenshots or just pictures from that music video. And you're totally right. This set the tone for their first tour, Up All Night. Obviously, they were wearing similar outfits to what was in the video. And it's very nostalgic to think about for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of memories. Like, what's your favorite memory from that era and all of this happening?
I think, okay, this is funny only because obviously we're at the company where it happened, but I remember waiting outside Much Music for literally 20 hours to see One Direction in February, so it was freezing cold, and we like got like a glimpse of them, and it was like, it's funny to look back and just remember people holding out their digital cameras instead of like a phone. And that, because it was like just starting, I just remember it was just starting, and if you were at that place, like, you were one of those fans that kind of knew who they were and you were excited about all of this. And yeah, it was very nostalgic to think about 2012.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's so many just crazy things that, you know, waiting forever. And I remember I didn't live in Toronto at the time, and I came to Toronto, and I remember going to the pop-up store and like buying all of the fun merch. I remember walking around college with my fancy One Direction jacket that I got. I remember going to the concert at Budweiser Stage, you know, trying to get in there and see them perform their little dance moves and their outfits, and they had the couch on stage. It's just so much to think back on.
Yeah, totally. So looking at the album as a whole, do you have any standout songs? Do you have a top favorite, maybe a top three that you wanna share?
My faves, I would say I kind of categorize them by, you know, the bop and the sad song. So my all-time fave sad song was always More Than This. It was like my ringtone, like, oh my gosh. And my fave bop was Everything About You. That is such a bop, and you won't get me off of it.
Mine, okay, maybe I do categorize it as a bop and a sad song too, but mine is definitely Moments. And I remember when I found out that Ed Sheeran wrote on Moments, I was like, I loved it even more. So Moments, definitely. And Save You Tonight, when that Louis just comes screeching through the headphones at the beginning of that song, it's still like, I still have to like pull out the headphones if I'm listening to it on there. But yeah, I wish it got more attention, that song. It was such a good song.
Yeah, that's one thing. So obviously they're on their who knows when coming back hiatus. If they came back for that like all-star reunion tour, what would you need them to play from Up All Night?
Oh, it's a hard one. Probably Everything About You or Save You Tonight. Like, I don't want to hear one thing. I've heard it before. I want to hear a song that we have not heard live at all. So.
Totally. That's what I would want. I think I'd pick the same songs. Like, I really want to hear those unplayed songs that we're all excited to hear.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like we've gone through so much around the album. Let us know in the comments down below what your favorite songs are, what your favorite memories are, and just what you're doing to celebrate today.
And if you want to see more videos just like this, don't forget to subscribe to our channel.